sort of has a connotation of some evil.
Now, women put something on their cheeks, which is red.
Rouge.
Right. And a guy who dresses up in cowboy clothes, but he's not really a cowboy, is...
a dude?
Mm-hmm. And what else does dude mean? Or does it just mean that?
Well, that's... would be... I was referring to it. I'm not aware of any particular other words for it.
Okay.
Some people do affect Western clothing, but it's not thought unseemly here. Or people don't think it's funny, you know. You wear a cowboy hat, I have a Western type hat, and I wear blue jeans and boots.
Well, we Texans are allowed, right? I mean...
yes, we are.
But somebody from New York, who... he would be a dude.
They're not allowed. We don't allow Yankees.
Now, a place where a lot of people are buried is called a...
cemetery. Mm-hmm.
And the ceremony for a person who's died is the...
funeral.
Mm-hmm. And a person is buried in a box called a...
casket.
Okay. A person wearing black after a funeral is in...
in mourning.
Mm-hmm. And spirits that come back to haunt us are called?
Devils?
Well, if they're just, you know, regular spirits. There's a lot, they say there's some at the McGoffin home. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, ghosts?
Yeah. Now, because ghosts are... You could say the McGoffin home, if there's really ghosts there, you could say it's what kind of a house?
Haunted.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, God's adversary is the...
devil.
Mm-hmm. And if a black cat crossed in front of me and I thought I was going to have bad luck, you'd say I was...
well, you're supposed to spit three times out the window if you're in a car and a black cat crosses. But just before you reach the point where you're supposed to spit three times out the window, but it's supposed to bring bad luck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what would I be? What would you say I was? Because I believe that. You'd say I was...
spooked?
Or super... what do you call it? Super...
supernatural?
Superstitious.
Superstition, yes. That's well taken. It is a superstition, of course.
Okay. And do you know other local superstitions? I hadn't heard about that, spitting three times.
That's what I usually do.
What about some other ones? Do you know some other ones, other superstitions?
No. Not offhand.
Okay. If you're really tired, you are...
exhausted.
Okay. If you're really angry...
infuriated.
If you're really disgusted...
I think the same word, infuriated, might be appropriate.
Okay. How about if you're really frightened?
If you're what?
Frightened.
Scared.
Okay. If somebody leaves in a hurry... and you want to make fun of them, you say what? How did they leave?
Well, abruptly. I mean, all of a sudden they just leave a party suddenly?
Yeah,
Of course, people usually are too polite to speculate or make much reference to the party. But, they don't usually sit... comment on it. I mean,
well, you might say, "Well, he sure got out of here
came
fast,
up,
you know."
You sure got out in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
I say, "You sure got out. He sure got out in a hurry."
Okay.